what democracy looks like. Welcome, America, to the Mike Malloy Show. Brad Friedman of bradblog.com in for Mike Malloy one last night as the Malloys cruise the Caribbean on their progressive, progressive holiday. There you go, cruising the Caribbean on a progressive cruise with a lot of other progressives, none of which are me. But they'll be back with you on Monday. Until then, you've got me broadcasting live from the left coast. That's right. It is I, your friendly investigative citizen journalist, blogger, troublemaker, muckraker, and apparently under siege all around swell fellow. If you heard any of the show last night, or at least parts of the show last night, we highlighted what was sort of breaking as the show was going on. That first I learned just before airtime that my organization had been targeted in this disinformation attack with these huge private companies. My organization, VelvetRevolution.us and StopTheChamber.com, had been part of a planned scheme to defraud and attack and all kinds of things by these private groups that were working with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce to take down private citizens like myself, like Glenn Greenwald. Later on in the show, we learned that they had actually targeted me, specifically me and my family. And we've got some of the emails, right now, tonight, at bradblog.com, which only minutes ago was restored after a long day being completely down following last night's show. I'll have a word about that in a moment. But first things first, things most important here, what happened in and we'll get to, our guest tonight, this hour, Marcy Wheeler. We'll talk much more with her about this, Marcy Wheeler from Empty Wheel. Later on in the show, Frank Heindel from South Carolina, and thousands of votes lost, thousands of extra votes, thousands of voting machine errors that he was able to discover doing public records requests following the absurd election of Alvin Green against Vic Raul last year in the Democratic U.S. Senate primary in South Carolina on 100% unverifiable voting machines. He's a Republican and one of my newest heroes. Also, Sue Wilson will be joining us later in the show from SueWilsonReports.com, veteran journalist. Filmmaker, a documentarian of Broadcast Blues on the horrible state of the mainstream corporate media, of our public airwaves, and what it is we can do to take them back. So, a big show for you tonight, and I will get into more details on what seems to have happened today. Actually, our bradblog.com went down last night. Following after the show, and it didn't come up until just minutes ago. Our server administrator believes that it was a hardware failure, that it was not an attack by the friends of the thugs at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Timing was pretty extraordinary, I must say, and we've never seen it go down like this, not just Bradblog, but all the systems that were on the server that I am on. I'm glad to say that it is temporarily, at least, back up, as are we over at MikeMalloy.com, where the folks over there, the server administrators, have been kind enough to let us jump on over there tonight as well to get out the word, since it felt somewhat like my tongue had been cut out over the last 24 hours and I couldn't talk. You can read more about how I felt about it over at Fire Dog Lake, where David Dayan did a great article based on an interview he did with me about this situation, this attack from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. I will talk about that all in much more detail tonight, because none of it, frankly, is about me, but it is about this extraordinary nexus that we now see between the largest private corporations in the country, in the world, and the U.S. government, and the impunity with which these corporations are allowed to break the law without any kind of accountability, period. And what you're seeing now in Egypt, as God is my witness, it's going to be coming to America. Unless something happens, unless something changes in this country, takes us off the path that we are on, I just don't know how else it can go any other direction. That said, last week when I sat in on Friday, it was my first day here. I've been this is my sixth day sitting in now in a row for the Malloys. When I came in on Friday, I made a promise to the Malloys. Last week they called it Departure Friday, and the folks in Tahrir Square and in Egypt who are so jubilant now, and the pictures today have been extraordinary. Those people had hoped that last Friday, Hosni Mubarak would step down. And, of course, he didn't, and many people were disappointed, and they didn't know where things would go from there. So, of course, I made it my personal mission, and my promise to Mike Malloy, my gift to him upon his return, that something would be done about the situation, that I would take care of it in Egypt. And this was me last Friday on my first night last week on the Mike Malloy Show. No, Hosni Mubarak has not left yet, but I'm going to make it my personal mission between now and the time I'm done broadcasting next week on the Malloy Show to rid Egypt of Hosni Mubarak. That's it. He'll be gone by the time we finish up next week. There you go! There you go! You're welcome, Egypt. Happy birthday, Mike Malloy. I don't think it's his birthday, but there you go. We single-handedly removed the dictator, Hosni Mubarak, from Egypt. It's a new world. Thanks, of course, to me. All right, promise kept, promise keepers. Okay, tonight, big show, 877-520-1150 is our phone number. 877-520-1150 is our phone number. You know what? It's a good thing I'm not guest hosting for another week, because I would promise to take down the U.S. Chamber of Commerce by next Friday. But I don't get to do that because Mike will be back on Monday. And I'm sure many of you will be delighted about it. 877-520-1150 is our number throughout the night. We also have chat rooms now open tonight, both at the Brad Blog, bradblog.com, and mikemalloy.com. It is the same chat room embedded on both sites. Since we were having problems, I actually did not think we were going to be back up at Brad Blog at all. I mean, it was literally seconds before airtime that we finally got it back up. So you can get to the chat room there. Go say hello to our hostesses tonight, Desi Doyen and For Earth. And if you like, you may Twitter me on the Twitters at the Brad Blog. Okay. I think I've taken care of all of the business. A couple of points, Obama today on Egypt before we go to a break and come back with Marcy Wheeler. He said, amongst the things he said in his statement today from Barack Obama, over the past few weeks, the wheel of history has turned at a blinding pace. Yes, it has, Mr. President. That's how it tends to turn. Be careful out there. He also, Richard Engel, NBC, reported with a nod to Martin Luther King, said that in Egypt, the moral force of nonviolence bent the arc of history towards justice once more. Yes, it did. He went on to say that there's some things, quoting Martin Luther King, there's some things in the soul that cries out for freedom. Those were the cries that came out of Tahrir Square, and the entire world has taken note. Tahrir means liberation, and it's a word that speaks to something in our souls that cries out for freedom and will forevermore remind us of the Egyptian people. My note here had the corporate mainstream media followed the hundreds of thousands of people marching on the streets of this country back in 2003 demanding change prior to the war. There would be thousands of Americans alive, hundreds of thousands of Iraqi citizens still alive, had our corporate media given a damn about justice and freedom in this country the way they did in Egypt this week. Much more ahead, Brad on Malloy. Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show. Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com sitting in one more evening for Mike. Boy, I'll tell you, well, not to give him any ideas, but I could use another week. There's so much going on, so much that I'd love to cover, so much that I had to sort of juggle around to make way for this this appalling assault from the friends and the thugs of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the friends of Bank of America, apparently the friends of the Department of Justice. We're going to go to Marcy Wheeler of Empty Wheel in a moment, but I want to try to unpack this as quickly and clearly as possible. What we have learned over the past 24 hours or so is that the several groups, Bank of America, and then we learned U.S. Chamber of Commerce, were working with a number of private security organizations, private security companies. The companies were the lobbying firm Hunton and Williams, who then apparently were working with or hiring a group by the name of H.B. Gary, another one by the name of Palantir, and another one by the name of Barrico Technologies. And basically what these security, these data intelligence firms were doing were compiling a program to go after, not necessarily a computer program, but a high, putting together an agenda, a plan to go after first to go after WikiLeaks in hopes of discrediting them on behalf of Bank of America, since WikiLeaks is said to be about to leak documents based on about to publish documents from Bank of America. And then we learned that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce was doing the same thing and going up against its opponents, amongst them, apparently, yours truly and my family. And my organizations, VelvetRevolution.us and StopTheChamber.com, which is a campaign of Velvet Revolution. And Think Progress has been highlighting this over the past 24 hours, including the emails that name me and my family and personal details. And thankfully, they've redacted the most personal stuff. But that's what we're looking at. And these are private firms, big corporations. Obviously, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the biggest lobbying organization in the nation. Bank of America, the biggest bank in the nation. The plan to go against WikiLeaks, which we don't know if it came off or not yet, was also targeted our friend Glenn Greenwald over at Salon, who has a remarkable article on this today. Really getting to the crux of the situation, not just the legal matters that we may be coming up against, but also this notion, this nexus between private corporations, the biggest in the world, and our government, and how they are essentially now one in the same. All of this came about because the group Anonymous was said to have been, was almost attacked by one of these companies, this H.B. Gary outfit. And Anonymous said, well, the hell with you. They went after H.B. Gary. And their CEO, Aaron Burr, hacked his website, stole all of these emails, and they got posted. And that's where Think Progress picked up the story. And that's where my first guest tonight here, Marcy Wheeler, also picks up the story as she has been plowing through these emails. Marcy Wheeler, the great Empty Wheel from emptywheel.firedoglake.com, joins us now. Okay, that was hard to put all that together, Marcy, but welcome to the Mike Malloy Show.
Well, thanks for having me, Brad. You know what? The good part of this is now I know when your birthday is.
There you go. That's right. You have no more excuses now. They did. They published
we'll plan a big celebration, thanks to the Chamber of Commerce. Maybe we can bill them for it, too.
Oh, man. Well, they got the money. There's no question about that. They were talking about, at least these groups were hoping to get about $2 million from the Chamber of Commerce for these attacks. Let's start out, since we're going to come up on a break, but then we'll have a big, long segment. Marcy, let's aside from my birthday, the chamber gave, what do we call this? It's not an apology. It's a denial. It's a non-denial denial.
Two. They keep trying to deny that they had anything to do with this, and they keep carving out areas that don't actually fully deny that they engaged with H&W, which is a firm. It's actually a law firm. They do some lobbying, too, but there's a guy there who's been in charge of a lot of union-busting campaigns, and so...
That's Hunton and Williams, H&W Hunton and Williams, okay.
Real pillars of our society, let me tell you. And through that firm, brought in these, you described the three security companies.
Mm-hmm.
And they were basically, they've been pitching the Chamber of Commerce for 2 months now to do business to try and map out their enemies, which includes you.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, pat yourself on the back, because if the Chamber of Commerce is taking time to figure out, you know, when your birthday is.
Yeah, but you know, also
we send you gifts.
Yeah, but also
where they got a bigger budget than I do.
Where I live, where my family lives, that kind of crap. Yeah, and all right. Well, we're going to come up on a break, so let's hold this for a moment. We'll come back to the chambers. I didn't know they made a second statement about this today, so we will hear what they said, because their first one, as usual, Marcy Wheeler took apart in short order, because it was. pretty lame from the Chamber of Commerce, but we would expect no less from those thugs. I'm Brad Friedman, in for Mike Malloy. I'm here with Marcy Wheeler. We're going to talk much more about this in this hour ahead. A big, big show for you tonight. And our numbers are 877-520-1150. You'll want to stay with us. Yes, I am still standing here on the Mike Malloy Show. Brad Friedman of bradblog.com. The Brad Blog is back up only minutes before airtime. And I was able to actually able to speak to my server administrator just before airtime for the first time today. I was getting cryptic information all day. He does not believe we were hacked, that it was a hardware failure. The timing is indeed extraordinary, but I would like to think that coincidences happen, because it all came after I was on the air last night talking about this extraordinary attack, frankly, on private citizens, private organizations, journalists like myself, Glenn Greenwald, my organization, velvetrevolution.us, and so forth, that the Chamber of Commerce has, U.S. Chamber of Commerce now says it had, they say they had nothing to do with it. Marcy Wheeler will clear that up for us maybe now of Empty Wheel. Okay, Marcy, so I haven't even gotten to see the second statement from the Chamber of Commerce. Their first one you described as a non-denial denial.
And so is this one.
Again. Well, I mean, the first one was very short. I'll read it. It's like three sentences. We're incredulous that anyone would attempt to associate such activities with the chamber, as we've seen today from the Center for American Progress, who printed the emails of what they were planning to do. The security firm referenced by Think Progress was not hired by the chamber or by anyone else on the chamber's behalf. We have never seen the document in question, nor has it ever been discussed with us, while Think Progress and the Center for American Progress continue to orchestrate a baseless smear campaign against the chamber. We will continue to remain focused on promoting policies that create jobs. Okay, Marcy, have at 'em.
I think Digby calls that clutching of pearls, doesn't she?
Yes, I think she does. Explain what that means.
It's just this false sense of outrage when we know that for 2 months, 2.5 months, the Chamber of Commerce was in conversations with H&W, this law firm,
mm-hmm.
and was getting content that I'm sure they recognized, including this campaign against citizen activists. In their most recent denial, I'm sure we'll get one every day until they eventually have to admit that they were part of this. In this particular one, they say the U.S. Chamber has never hired or solicited proposals from HB Gary, Palantir, or Barrico, the security firms being talked about on the web. Nobody's claiming that. We're saying that they solicited proposals from the law firm and that the law firm went out and got these three security firms. So,
right.
You know, they're still parsing again.
Wow.
What's very interesting is they're using the same strategy that Palantir and Barrico, those are the two security firms that were smart enough not to get hacked.
Right, so far.
And they're all kind of saying, we have nothing to do with HB Gary. You know, it was all them. Yet, both of those firms have their employees participating in putting together these proposals. In one case, Barrico was involved in receiving the proposal on you,
yes.
Taking apart your Facebook data.
Yep.
Palantir was the people, were the people who put together the PowerPoint presentation on Glenn. So it's clear these guys were involved. I sort of think what they're trying to do is they're trying to absorb HB Gary. They were just about to get bought out anyway. There were a lot of people kind of circling around them trying to pick up their people and put them into other places in the national security network. And
mm-hmm.
I suspect they'll just get sucked up and hidden away. And the other firm...
Well, let me help them not get hidden away, by the way. The CEO, his name is Aaron Burr.
Barr.
I'm sorry, Aaron Barr, different guy.
It's like Aaron Burr, who never assassinated anybody, but tried awfully hard.
Yeah, right. Aaron Barr is actually the CEO of this HB Gary company. He was the one who was out bragging about what he could do and this and that, and wrote the bulk, I guess, of the emails. Well, at least the ones that we have, it was his server that was hacked. This guy, who's supposed to be a cybersecurity expert, his site gets hacked, his emails get stolen, and yeah, he was putting together these specific attacks, and he was sending it to these other firms, Barrico and Pelletier, and so they knew about them. They knew what was, and I didn't get to describe some of the attacks, but they were talking about putting out fake documents to journalists, to progressive organizations, and having them publish them, and then they were going to put out the real documents and say, look, this progressive organization stole a document, defrauded, to put out fake documents to try to slime us, and in fact, it was these private companies who would be doing the sliming. And in this case,
This is like, Brad, if you think about what it would have looked like to see the opposite side of the attack on Dan Rather.
Right. Yes.
This is what we're seeing.
Yeah, it looks exactly like what people claim happened to Dan Rather. And this was done not just against WikiLeaks or on behalf of Bank of America, or at least proposed on behalf of Bank of America against WikiLeaks, but then U.S. Chamber against me and StopTheChamber.com and U.S. Chamber Watch. So this is something they do, it seems, quite a lot. They seem quite professional at being able to do this, Marcy. So who the hell are these people? Who the hell are these firms? Have you been able to figure out where they come from and who they are?
Well, I'm not the technical expert, but I can tell you that they are, HB Gary is kind of some people put together. They're having a bunch of financial problems. Palantir does network analysis, and their software is supposed to be pretty good, although it's kind of funny because throughout these emails, people are like, if I send this from a computer that has Palantir on it, it corrupts it. It crashes it. So. Nobody's helping themselves on advertising. Palantir does a lot of work with big companies, but more importantly with the federal government. And all of these people, you know, a lot of them have military backgrounds, intelligence backgrounds. A lot of them have consulted with the intelligence firms both in the past and in the present. And so, you know, Palantir, for example, has worked with the Special Operations Command, has worked with the FBI. These are the kinds of work that they're doing, kind of analyzing computer traffic to figure out who is doing what where, what kind of attacks are being done, and how to profile the people who are doing those attacks. And HB Gary's specialty, or what they were trying to sell to the Chamber and to Bank of America, was kind of going to people's Facebooks and putting together purported ties between them to be able to map a network that then they could take down by discrediting them and in so doing get rid of one of the chamber's evil enemies named Brad Freeman.
and I should say, by the way, it wasn't only me. There were other folks at the U.S. Chamber, U.S. Chamber Watch. There was other people in my organization, men and women who were targeted with you know, had private information, where they live, where they went to school, what they did. You know, a lot
where
of folks.
Where their family lives.
Where their family
lives.
The
really creepy part is where they start talking about family members.
Yeah, and that's what they did with my family. Now, So these guys are making, a lot of them have government contracts, your taxpayer dollars at work, but this law firm, Hunton & Williams, H&W, who went out and was, corralling up these proposals on behalf of the U.S. Chamber and on behalf of Bank of America, I guess, they were recommended to Bank of America by the Department of Justice?
So we're in this position, and this is why I think they're adopting the strategy, right? They're adopting the strategy that says it was all H.B. Gary. We have nothing to do with it. We've done away with any ties to them. And at the same time, the Chamber of Commerce parsing wildly to pretend that they haven't been in conversations about smearing you for 2 months. And their goal is to prevent us, the American people, from understanding that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce was going to use a bunch of security firms employed by our government to use the same tactics that our government uses against terrorists. So they were trying to do the same things that they use against Al-Qaeda, and H.B. Gary, Aaron Barr talks about using these same tactics against FARC, the Colombian left-wing militia group.
Right.
And they're talking about putting the same kind of team together and going out after citizen activism, free speech. And as Glenn pointed out, you mentioned he had a really good post on this today, and he named several crimes that these entities may have committed, right?
Right, yeah.
But these would be federal crimes, and who is going to investigate them?
He made
DOJ.
DOJ.
DOJ, right? Yeah. DOJ and FBI, we know FBI employs some of these people, would be in charge of investigating why the Chamber of Commerce is stalking you. And what are the chances they're going to do that? What are the chances they're going to expose to us the means by which they're using, right, to stalk at least terrorists, if not people like Julian Assange?
Right.
But the government, I guarantee you, is scrambling wildly at this moment, and I also guarantee you it's going to get worse. There's still a lot more to come. As we speak, Anonymous is leaking the rest of the CEO of the parent company's emails, so those will come out, and we understand there's some stuff on Stuxnet there and some bots that they shouldn't be selling, so that's going to be ugly too, but though it's going to get very interesting, and just watch for this tension, which is that the Chamber of Commerce is trying to find some way to deny that they were using the same intelligence methods that our government is using against terrorists against free speech.
Yeah, against private citizen. One of the cases that Glenn Greenwald at Salon pointed to was when this group Anonymous, when they went after Amazon and MasterCard and Visa in support of WikiLeaks, when they hacked those little those sites, the Justice Department came out and said, "Oh, this is a crime. We're going to track them down to every to the ends of the earth to take these people down." And then at the same time, WikiLeaks itself was taken down for a time by a very similar attack, not by Anonymous, but by somebody who was a professional, it seems, and there has been not a peep about it. So when
yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah.
And everyone assumes that an entity very close to the federal government, if not the federal government itself, brought down a private website that was engaging in free speech. I mean, it was the equivalent of bringing down New York Times. If the government brought down New York Times, don't you think people would be up in arms? And that's, you know, I was kind of laughing or crying. You know, PJ Crowley is the spokesperson for the State Department, and during the Tunisian uprising, he was saying, you know, how dare the government interrupt free speech and go after social media, and how dare they take down these sites and hack these sites? And I'm like, well, that's what you did to WikiLeaks, isn't it? And we're getting into this position, particularly because they are caught with these emails. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
These are a bunch of government contractors. They have taken their skill sets and gone at the recommendation of DOJ. DOJ, right?
Yep.
Gone at the recommendation of DOJ,
yep,
and started profiling American citizens.
Yep.
For big companies that are, you know, kind of quasi, you know, the thing that just gets me is Chamber of Commerce, right?
Mm-hmm.
The whole time that they've been engaging in this profiling of citizens.
Yep.
This is when Obama's been in his little charm offensive with them.
He's
been chumming up with them and hanging out with them at lunch and everything. And the whole time, they have been spying on American citizens in the same way that our government spies on terrorists.
And they're doing it with impunity. They're putting together these plans. They were not afraid that these things are illegal, that they're fraudulent, that they constitute libel, slander, fraud, forgery, everything else. And, you know, it seems that they just didn't care. They presumed that they were a big corporation. Therefore, they weren't going to be taken down. And again, Glenn Greenwald made the point that, you know, they're going to the ends of the earth to try to find some law that WikiLeaks broke. But when it comes to New York Times, and Bob Woodward, who have leaked far more top secret documents, those guys are able to get away with it. So they pick and choose winners, and frankly, the big corporations have now become one with the federal government. The corporatocracy is complete. Brad in from Molloy, more straight ahead.
A restless man, he talks in mass.
Will any of these bastards ever be sent to jail? Will anybody from Wall Street who caused the greatest collapse, at least the second greatest collapse in the history of this nation, ever be held accountable? It doesn't seem so. It seems that the corporatocracy is near complete now, and you can break the law with impunity as long as you're doing it along with the government, who seems to approve. I'm speaking just a few more minutes. I'm going to try to get to some of these calls, too, so hang on the line if you can. Speaking with Marcy Wheeler of Empty Wheel. And, Marcy, you also noted today, by the way, that the plan was to pay people essentially $250 an hour to use Twitter to attack people like you and me?
Yeah, when they first pitched to the Chamber of Commerce, that's what they were going to charge for, basically a highly skilled troll. So to take down the union that represents the people who clean your office tower,
yeah,
and who care for you when you're sick, who make, you know, maybe $12 an hour,
right,
they were going to pay these people, they were going to charge the chamber at least $250 an hour. Now, the chamber kind of balked, and the chamber has basically been making these guys work for free for the last month and a half, 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, given that H.B. Gary has kind of, everything hit the fan, I don't think they're going to get a cent from this. But what they wanted to do was employ trolls and pay them, you know, or at least charge a big corporation $250 an hour to troll.
Yeah, the same U.S. Chamber of Commerce that was fighting, spending millions of dollars to keep Americans from getting proper health care. Let me take a quick call here Unbelievable. Bill Stone, welcome from Clearwater, Florida. I think it's okay to give your name, Bill, right?
Absolutely, Brad. As you remember, you and I became acquainted while each of us were working on the Clint Curtis, Tom Foley scandal a few years ago.
Yes, I do.
I liked what I read on your site. We incorporated a column written by you into the paper, of which I was editor at the time, the
yes,
publisher,
sir.
In my personal opinion, bowed to pressure from who I believe was Florida Congressman Republican Bill Young to drop your column. Despite my protest, he insisted your column be eliminated. Even after doing so, I was fired within the year for my refusal to bow to the wishes of the publisher of the paper in regards to what would and would not be published. After my firing and the hiring of a new editor, the paper printed four more additional issues before folding. We were right, my friend.
Well, I didn't even know that backstory, so thank you for sharing it, Bill. I'm short on time, though. Do you have a thought on this chamber business?
Take the attacks as a badge of honor, Brad. That's what they are. And like you said, what is taking place in Egypt will take place here. It's only a matter of time. Brad, keep on keeping on, my friend.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate the call. Yeah, frankly, I see nowhere else for this to go. Let me get to Art in Washington, D.C. Art, I'm sorry to say I've only got about 30 seconds at best for you. What's on your mind, brother?
Very briefly, I happen to get an email from a woman blogger runs a feminist news site called BlueWaveNews.com, and she reported, and her web host agrees that she was hacked after posting an article critical of the GOP and rape.
Well,
and I forwarded it to one of your emails as well as your producer. It's worth looking into.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Oh, did we lose Marcy again? We did. She's on that cell phone. All right, thanks, Art. I appreciate that, and we will try to look into that. We do know that now that's what they do. That's what they do professionally. They get paid for it. They get paid a lot of money for it. They're able to break the law. They're able to attack you and me, and this is not a conspiracy theory. We have the documents now. We have the emails. Unfortunately, I lost Marcy Wheeler. She was on a cell phone. But please check out her writing on this. She's been combing through those emails while I haven't been able to, just trying to get my website back up. Marcy Wheeler, you can find her emptywheel.firedoglake.com. And if this continues, and I see it, no reason to believe it's going to stop. At some point, this nation is going to stand up like Egypt and say, enough. This country doesn't belong to the corporations. It belongs to you and me. Enough. We're going to call out the convoy again later in this show. Brad, in for Mike Malloy.